It's time for Tiger Talk, and we're going to start tonight with Coach Nas from the Mobridge Pollock Wrestling Team. And, Coach, you just had your first home meet last night. Let's talk a little bit about what happens in a home meet. I know there's a lot of people involved, and there's a lot of volunteers, and without those volunteers, it just isn't going to get pulled off, is it?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of work to put on. Katie Codel did an amazing job this last week and a half. She's been working on it for over a couple months now, but the last week and a half she's put in a lot of time too, wanting to make sure everything was ran perfect. She ran through the tournament and through it 5-6 times to make sure everything went without a glitch. And yeah, we had a lot of volunteers come help, and it was a very good tournament for our kids because it was a round robin. So a lot of those are experience tournaments, so you get multiple matches. And if you don't have an opponent your same weight, one, you will wrestle them the best 2 out of 3. So that way these kids get a lot of mat time, and that's really crucial for the young team that we have to get extra mat time like that.
You talked about wrenches thrown in, and, well, old man weather, here he is. He reared his head, and you had to postpone on Monday. That also cost you a team coming to the tournament last night. But more importantly, it just creates a atmosphere for the kids when it's too cold for school, it's too this, it's too that. They kind of, you know, they get lackadaisical a little bit. They almost, without even one practice, they kind of forget things, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And then to the wrench in it, too, a Saturday's meet was canceled. So yeah. We went 3 days without mat time. It might not seem like a lot, but with the new team and the lack of experience we have right now, every second, every minute, every hour counts on the mat. Like, we have older kids, but majority of them are first year or second year wrestler. So yeah, and then right before a meet too, is that's usually the days we use to fix the bugs and stuff like that, fine tune things and just get fluent. And going 3 days without a practice and then competing, you could tell a little bit on the mat that a couple of kids had to think a little more than just going out there and wrestling the way they know how.
You know, and we talk with the basketball programs about the middle of the season. You guys have the disadvantage of starting way early. And so you're gearing towards regionals now. You're not thinking about, you know, the middle of the season. You're thinking about the end results coming up. And so I know as a coach, you think about each meet, that meet, don't think about anything, you know, but in the back of your mind, you got to start thinking, how are we going to, you know, do this as far as when we get to regions?
Oh, yeah. And every meet helps. Every meet's important, and it sets you up for regions. The better you do throughout the season, the better seedings you get in region. But ultimately, the region's the kid that shows up, worked the hardest, wants it the most, and the kid that just shows up ready to perform. And I've seen 4 seeds make it to state. I've seen a no seed make it to state. And I'm a big believer in regionals. You have to use your whole season and make those little goals all the way up to lead you to your region meet. And if you follow your goals throughout the season, you should hopefully get the performance that you're working for.
And you're starting to, you know, think about peak time. I've said it a million times, you know, a kid can lose every game or lose every match and still win a state championship. So right now, these wrestlers got to get it in their heads that, hey, here we come. We have to start peaking now. We have to be, you know, at the top of our game right now because there's not much left.
Oh, yeah. I tell the kids, there's not the end until it's the end. I've seen in my lifetime now, I've seen 2 kids that were a 500 record kid, and they were in the state finals match. So it's all about how you prepared, and then when it finally clicks, it clicks really well for you.
One guy that probably understands that more than most of them is your lone senior on the team. Last night was senior night. I imagine that Wyatt had a good experience with his parents and his staff, and here's a kid that has been through the program for 4 years now, and he's got to have it in his head that, you know, senior night's great, but now it's time to start getting it on.
Yeah, but they, with the postponement and then the 2 teams not showing up, they moved his till Thursday.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's going to go. All right. They're going to do Thursday night, hopefully, with it being the postman and stuff kind of put a lot in. So hopefully Thursday night he can get a very good crowd to show up for his senior night. Because we had a good crowd last night with the last minute cancellations and then the putting it again. So the performances were good last night. The crowd was great last night, but we're hoping Thursday there'll be a better crowd for him for senior night. So,
you know, and a lot has been said, a lot of talk around town about the schedule. You know, and what people don't understand is these schedules are put together years in advance. And you, as an administrator, you have to look at the dates and say, okay, I've got this much going on this date. And then you look at other dates and you're like, boy, but I don't have any open dates. So here's a situation where it couldn't be helped. Yep. It just couldn't be helped. And so you've got a split night. You've got the basketball team over at Shearhout. You guys are up at the high school. And so for wrestling fans, it's very important to get up to the high school and root on this wrestling team. And you got to get a good crowd because I don't care what kind of athlete you are, if you're an NFL football player or a high school wrestler, you hear that crowd, and that is something that motivates you.
Oh, yeah, and it's a great thing. Our kids have a lot of opportunities, a lot to do, so that's a great thing, having all these activities going on, because our kids in the school have a option of doing something, and I think our staff and our administration and our faculty, the school, they do a great job of helping provide these for these kids. Like, Thursday's going to be a busy night, but with all the volunteers and all the people we have, I think it'll be a great night for both basketball and wrestling.
So Thursday night is it's not a round robin, is it?
Nope, it's a triangular now. It triangular. Was a quad, now it's a triangular.
So who are the teams coming?
Linton and Selly Buttes.
So you've got two pretty good wrestling programs coming in. I know Linton has always been kind of a powerhouse in North Dakota because they have these big football players that go right into the wrestling program, and vice versa. The wrestling program provides great football players. And then you've got Selly Buttes, which, you know, they just have a stable of great athletes.
Yep, Selly Buttes is right now working on building again, though. They got a couple young athletes. They got a couple of their middleweights are a little more experienced, but their younger weights are a little younger. And then our female wrestlers should get some matches that night, too, because they have a pretty decent female squad.
So it's important, again, and I can't stress it enough, you know, get out and support this program and get out there for senior night. Wyatt Wenches is your lone senior. He deserves the recognition. And I was sorry because I missed it last night. I've got some health issues and couldn't get out of the driveway, basically. But I wanted to go and honor Wyatt and tell him congratulations on a great career. And I'm sure he's going to feel it Thursday night or tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. He's put a lot of years and a lot of time into wrestling. And hopefully he gets the result at the end of the season, what he worked so many years to get.
Let's talk about down the road. Again, I know that as a coach, it's always important to think about the match at hand. But you've got some good invitationals coming up that are going to really season these wrestlers, aren't you?
Yep. After Thursday, we go to Winter. And then after Winter, we go over to Lemon on Tuesday, and that's where we will wrestle a round-robin experience tournament as well. And that'll be nice because we'll see some of those North Dakota teams and some other teams from outside the state. And then after that, we go to the Lee Wolf, and the Lee Wolf is one of the best tournaments of the state. I'd compare it all the way to the Monster. It's going to be a good competition to let the kids see where their season is and what they need to do before the region meet.
Some of these trips are a long ways away. Lemon always, and I know it's not the longest trip you guys take, but it seems like it sometimes. You go all the way over to the North Dakota border and wrestle in Lemon. Lee Wolf, that's just down the road. I mean, it feels like a home meet almost.
Yep, that one and Gettysburg are early tournaments. Those ones are the ones that we don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and load the bus. Those ones we get to push it back more like a 6 o'clock. So that's nice, as not having so much distance to travel. But if you want to see the competition, you want to see the kids, you got to travel to find them.
You know, I've talked to other coaches about their staff and how important it is to have a great assistant or a couple of assistants as you have. Tell me a little bit about your coaching staff.
Oh, I have a phenomenal coaching staff, and the great thing about our coaching staff is we all talk a lot before practice. We talk after practice, bus rides, we're talking, and we have a lot of the same personalities and the same coaching philosophies, which really helps out because then it's giving the kids one message. And we have Annie Orth. Annie Orth works with the girls and the boys. She does a great job of encouraging, does a great job of reiterating what we talk about. She goes and helps the little ones out, and that's nice having a different voice with her. And then we have Beef. He does a great job. He's a really good motivator, and he's always getting the kids pumped up and ready to go. And he does a great job, too, of going through what the skills that we're talking about and helping the kids fine-tune it. And then we have Al Lawrence, and Al Lawrence has been in wrestling almost probably longer than I've been alive. He's been in wrestling for a lot of years, and he's been at all different levels. He's been high school levels, D1 levels, A division, B division. He's been all around with wrestling, so it's really good to see his perception as well. And then I can bounce ideas off of him, and he bounces ideas off of me. And then a lot of our coaches, too, aren't just in the coaching room, and then it's done. A lot of them watch the Flow Wrestling. A lot of them watch the college matches, and we'll talk about that the next day. Like, hey, did you watch this match, or did you see this move? Do you think we can implement this in with our kids? So it's a great atmosphere to be a coach.
Yeah, and I understand that, you know, an assistant coach is more important when it comes in team sports to the practice. But when you got a meet and you've got 5-6 wrestlers going at one time, the assisting coach is more important than anything at that point.
Oh, yeah, and that's a great thing with us all having the same beliefs, the same strategies, is I trust every one of my coaches without a doubt. They can take a match over, and I don't feel I have to even make it over to the mat. I can watch it from here and still coach my kid, and I can fully trust my staff over with the other kids. And honestly, I tell my assistant coaches, I believe they're just on the same playing field as me. I may have the head coaching title, but I said, if you don't agree with anything or you see something better, you have the right to tell me or tell the kids. I said, if you want to take over part of a practice because you want to show something, I said, my door is an open door policy with them, and I really appreciate everything they do for us.
You know, and I think that if you talk to some of the most successful head coaches in the country, they'll say that their success is based on, you know, what the assistant coaches bring to a practice, to a game, so on and so forth. You for years, you know, being an assistant coach for football, and I remember you put the headset on and you would come up to the press box. Without you up there seeing something from above, that head coach probably doesn't know what's going on. Same with you. If in wrestling, if you have an assistant coach that is not afraid to come to you and say, hey, look, I see this with this kid. I need you to stop this for a second and show you something. You know, that's the only philosophy to have as a head coach, right?
Oh, yeah, and they can see different perspectives. And sometimes when you're a coach, you get one-track-minded and you keep thinking one thing, and it's nice to have that person that says, hey, can we try it this way, or what do you think about this little bit? And sometimes you don't see that different angle, or you don't see that position, and it's a great chance for you to learn and evolve as a coach as well, being able to bounce ideas off with each other.
Yeah, I think the greatest thing any coach ever told me was, you know, he was going to teach us fundamentals and how to participate and how to be a great athlete, but he was also going to learn from us. And I think that, you know, you don't realize it when you're a kid, but you do. You learn from the kids. You learn from the other coaches. As a coach, you're always wanting to bring in as much knowledge as possible.
Oh, yeah. And like I was saying, they're the great staff to have. We're always working together. And then the other thing is their personalities are phenomenal. They are regarded as being very good people. They're part of the community, and the kids are held not just to a high standard in wrestling, but they're held to high standard in behavior. They along with myself, we don't tolerate unsportsmanlike. We don't tolerate not being a good student. It is expected to be not just a great athlete, but great with your community as well. And I really appreciate the way they are trying to coach the kids and model the kids to being productive members of society as well as great wrestlers.
Yeah, you know, it's a great responsibility that you have, that you're shaping these young athletes into becoming, model citizens as adults as well. And the lessons that I learned from my coaches, I still carry with me today, 30 plus years after graduating from high school. I still have those lessons that I learned, and I still use them every day.
Oh, yeah, I think that's one of the greatest benefits of being in a sport is it teaches you a lot about life. It teaches you teamwork. Even though it's an individual, it teaches you teamwork, cooperation, and sometimes you have to take the guidance. Sometimes you have to take the hard lessons, but it's a chance for you to evolve and learn from it and become a better person as a result of it.
I want to get back to tomorrow night. You guys start right around 5:30. Yeah. Fans should probably show up a little bit early to get the best seats. What other things should everybody know about tomorrow night?
It's just our kids, I don't think everybody understands how hard they really work. And that's not just our sport, that's all sports. These kids work very hard to perform for their fans. They work very hard to perform for their family. So it's great seeing people out there supporting them and getting them the opportunity to show what they've worked on throughout the season, throughout the week. And it's a great atmosphere when you hear a lot of cheering, and it helps motivate them on those third period hard matches.
Coach Noss, thank you so much for another Tiger Talk. We look forward to talking to you down the road as we get closer and closer to regions and see what this team is capable of. It's impressive what I've seen so far, and I'm looking forward to a great finish to this season.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Mandy.